Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
Hey, this is Joey Logano, and you're listening to On the Road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio. Excited to have on the eve of the Daytona 500, the 63rd running, one of NASCAR's biggest stars, Cup Series champion, Daytona 500 champion, driver of the number 22 Ford Mustang for Team Penske, the one and only Joey Logano. Welcome to WGN.
What's happening? How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. We're just excited for the season, as I know you are, and you're responsible for creating a lot of that excitement. Great start to the season with third in the Busch class. It's, to jump right into a road course right out of the gate as the season start is one of those things. But coming up in 2021, there's going to be even more road courses. You've had, I think, four top tens in your last races. You've won races at Watkins Glen. Now we're going to have Road America. We're also going to have Indianapolis with road courses. What are your thoughts on that as they add more of those to the schedule?
Yeah, you better get good at them. That's my thought when I hear that. There's plenty of them. You have COTA. You got, like you said, Watkins Glen, Road America. They just keep piling in now. Daytona Road Course, obviously, here in a week or so. You know, so there's a lot of them that are piling in. So, you know, now as a NASCAR driver, you have to be a well-rounded race car driver. You can't just be good at mile and a half or good at short tracks. You got to be good at all these different types, and not to mention even dirt now with Bristol coming up as a dirt race. So just a lot of things you got to be good at.
Is that one of the things that you think is an effort to kind of bring in more fans that enjoy other maybe disciplines or styles of motorsports, and have NASCAR kind of have a little something for everybody?
I think so, but even as a driver, it's fun, I think that's great for the fans because it does touch on dirt fans, road race fans, and the diehard NASCAR fan that with the route that we've grown up doing, we kind of can touch on all that. And I think that's important to do, and as they add new racetracks and go to new markets, and bring in the race to people, especially now during this pandemic, more than ever that people aren't traveling as much, I think it's important. So I'm glad that we're going to some new markets, some places we've never been, and maybe make some new fans that haven't seen our great sport yet.
There's a lot of excitement for the season coming up. And talking with the Fox folks and Daytona president Chip Wild, last year was the last sporting event, really, that is etched in everyone's minds as part of the old normal before the entire world shut down. Of course, it's always exciting at Daytona. There's going to be, I think, 7,000 fans there, at least a certain amount of fans there. It's always exciting, obviously, on the track for the drivers. But what is different about this Daytona? Like, what's the vibe there at the track?
I think it's obviously a little bit more unique than it that typically is, considering the bubble that we're in here. So it's kind of hard to tell you exactly the feelings, and it's weird, when we first came back racing, when we found a safe way to do it after this pandemic started, going to the racetrack with no fans is like the weirdest thing ever. And I can't say I've gotten used to it yet. And I don't like it. I want some fans back. I want people around me. So I'm ready for this to be over and go back to what we had before, where, you had fans, all over the racetrack camping, having fun throughout the whole weekend. And then packing in those grandstands for every weekend, not just the 500.
Yeah. Oh no, it's an amazing environment. It gets no better than Daytona. And on TV, I know the Fox people are working on some great ways to do that. One of the questions is, so you're one of the most successful drivers in the series. Ford, won the Manufacturers Championship last year. You're with one of maybe the most iconic organizations in motorsports with Penske. What else is there that you think you have in your arsenal that you're looking forward to bringing to 2021?
Anything I can. That's that. You're totally just all the time looking for how can we be better? How do we better where we're at from last year? And the sport's always evolving, right? You're always looking for that. There's always going to be something new. What worked last year won't work next year. And that's why you see that happen a lot of times in sports where it's really hard to stay on the top because everyone's chasing for you. So, we got to keep pressing hard. We had a solid year last year getting to the championship four, but we did not win the championship. It came up a little bit short. So, we got to continue to keep trying to build and put ourselves back in position to race for a championship again, right? It's like making the Super Bowl. You got to get there first and then figure out how to win it. So you know, we got to get there first again like we did last year.
You're one of those guys that always has your fans ready to cheer you on for that championship four. You're always right there. Last thing, and this is something as we kind of, you know, have a distraction for the Daytona 500, forget about all the challenges that are happening in the world. Let's talk a little bit about the Joey Logano Foundation, NASCAR Foundation, Elevation Outreach, especially. There's so many great causes. So many drivers get behind so many causes out there. But you specifically are helping with hunger relief, which is so important these days, and also important and needed supplies for people. What's going on with the foundation? How can people get involved and support?
Of course. So, you know, our typical mission before the pandemic was to give second chances to children and young adults in times of crisis, kids that, you know, don't have the best role models around them that need a, you know, someone to support them and believe in them. And that's what we've done, you know, a lot in the past. But, you know, when this pandemic started, there was a lot of need, even more so. And we really started giving to a lot of areas where, you know, where people, you know, get laid off from their job and or kids not going to school and they're relying on, you know, meals from school themselves. So there's a real hunger problem that was going on. We helped out a lot with that. And so coming up here, you know, after the 500, we're doing a Convoy of Hope truck. And the Convoy of Hope is a great organization that brings a truck full of essentials to the local community here in Daytona, to people that really need it. So it's going to be, you know, a great event. We've done these, I think it's our sixth one we've done. So we've done quite a few of them. They've been pretty successful. And what I like about the most is it impacts the individual immediately. It's not something that takes a while. It's a, you know, immediate satisfaction and really hits the need that you need, that everyone's looking for at the moment.
Good stuff on the track, good stuff off the track, making people happy in a bunch of different ways. And hopefully on Sunday for the 63rd running of the Daytona 500, looking for another one of those for Joey Logano. So, Joey, thanks so much. We'll let you get back to it. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you. Appreciate it. You guys have a good one.